Good morning, my angels and angels. Yes, you heard it. Today is the day. Today is the day that I get my baptism. Amen. Amen. I'm so excited. I've came a long way, guys. I'm just elated with love and excitement, and I'm just so happy. Sorry, guys, I'm just so happy. Ain't no rain gonna stop me. Ain't no tornado gonna stop me. Not anything gonna stop me from getting baptized today. Amen. Amen. But thank you for tuning into the Morning Rush with your host, of course, me, Tony. We're gonna do it a little bit different today because I ain't going to work. No, I'm going to the house of the Lord. Yes, I am. And I am going to get baptized. I'm so excited, guys, and I know it's like, what? A lot of people might not think baptism is a big deal, but to me, it is. It says a whole lot. It's turning your life over for something new, and it's just so exciting. It's so exciting. It's so exciting, and I'm just so happy. My aunt is going to be there, and she's going to take a lot of pictures, and I'm just... I've come a long way, y'all. I've come a long way. I'm about to cry, but it's only because I've came a long way. I've sufficed a lot of things in life. The only God could take credit for. You know, I might not have been good enough for other people, but I was good enough for God. And I was good enough for Jesus because he spared me everything I ever wanted. And that's what I wanted you guys to learn, you know, because it's a beautiful thing to transition to your divine, to transition to, you know, to be on the army of the Lord and just be happy. This is a great moment. And a monumental moment for me that I will forever remember. And I just wanted to share, you know, this experience with you guys because you guys are my angels. You guys are my angels, y'all. Y'all like a part of me. And I just want to share you guys my journey and just keep, you know, keep it there. A little bit to talk about my journey was at the age of... I want to say 4 or 5, I was molested by a relative on my father's side, and that really damaged me in the head. I didn't believe that, you know, I could say anything. So I was always quiet, or I stayed to myself because I was in fear of getting raped over and over again. And as I grew up, I stayed to myself. I didn't mess with nobody. I was goofy. I was, you know, everything and above. But as time went on, I had to remember that I am, you know, about to be on this journey. And that's when I met God. I've always had God around me because my family, they, you know, half of my uncles, if not half, all of my uncles were pastors. And, you know, we stayed in churches, but I never knew who he was as a kid. So as I grew up, I wanted to get to know who God was. So I did my little mini hunt. I started to walk to churches, and I started to just go so I could meet God and see who he was. And I was so happy. And that's when I finally realized that this is the man that I love. You know, and when I got pregnant with my first daughter, I hemorrhaged. And if you don't know what hemorrhage is, that means I bled out way more than I was supposed to. And that really changed my life because I had a blood transfusion. And it's just a lot of things led up to the way I feel about God today. And just recently, I had my son and I hemorrhaged again, but this time it was bad. I died twice. Having him, but overall God saves me. And then on top of that, I was You know, I had a friend that did something that I just don't want to talk about. But God saved me. This is why it's so important to me to get baptized. Because God saved me throughout it all. We all was like anything. And I'm just so blessed to be in his favor. But I'm going to take a quick break. And I will be back with the Morning Rush Baptism Edition. Thank you for tuning into the Morning Rush, guys. Actually, it's the Afternoon Delight right now. Today is actually May the 4th. So this is a huge gap of an update, okay? But I do apologize. It took me forever to upload this podcast because I don't know. Not this podcast, this episode. Sorry, guys. I'm lost at words. I got to work on that. Hello. Good afternoon, my angels and angels. How are you guys doing? I hope you're doing great. Since being baptized, I've realized a lot of things, and it's not even in a bad way. I'm actually happy and blessed that I was able to get baptized. That was the most amazing experience ever. I don't care what nobody say. Being baptized and being in that atmosphere was the most incredible thing ever. I swear to you not. It was the most incredible thing ever. I wish you guys could have been tuned in with me, but it was so much stuff going on that I couldn't even do my podcast. That's how strong it was. I've learned so much about myself throughout this whole year, throughout past year, and seeing how much I transformed and how I changed my life and, you know, how things can be different within a blink of an eye. It's so important that we all sit here and think about what we want to do for the next 10 years or 5 years down the line in our lives. And guys, I'm telling you right now, I don't want to be stuck. And I feel like I'm not going to be stuck. I just know. But yes, some weeks later, I want to tell you about my experience. I'm actually going to post it on my new Instagram account. Hey, if you haven't followed me on Instagram, sorry, guys. I'm so excited. My friend boosted me into getting an Instagram account, so I'm so excited about that, man, because I'm actually getting good followers. You know, I just made it. I literally just made this thing, and I've already got 30 followers. So, and a lot of people listen, and they check up on my stuff, and now my views on Anchor is high. I am so grateful. I don't know what to tell you guys. God is really looking out, and I just know that if I still do his work, you know, and just make sure that everybody know that you could use the Bible, you know, there's stories and stuff, and use it in everyday life and not use it in vain and stuff like that. Or, you know, just stuff that we have to do. It could get far. It could get interesting, you know. But follow me, guys, at Smooth Spirits. That's with the S, Radio. On Instagram. Yeah, that's it. And guys, I'm actually starting up a podcast on YouTube as well. I'm trying to make big moves, okay, guys? It's going to take a process, but I know God got my back. So, boom, we in this, okay? But I wanted to do an update on this podcast about the baptism. It was amazing. The pastor was awesome, man. He did 382 people that day. Dude, talk about amazing. God is real. I don't care what nobody say, fight me. Bam. He is real. And
I knew once I made that commitment, it was going to be a lot of stuff that would go down as far as testing my faith and testing, you know, stuff that goes on. But, you know, I'm so happy to know that I got God on my side. And a lot of stuff has happened, as y'all heard before, about my aunt, my grandfather, you know, a friend of mine, a great friend of mine. And it's just like all that stuff happened around the same week. So, you know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot. But you know what? I will not give up. No, I won't. So I just wanted to give you guys an update on that. Please keep tuning into the Morning Rush. I will be posting more Morning Rushes and more late night convos. I'm going to do a lot of afternoon delights as well, because a lot of my shifts has been changed during work. So I'm not able to do a lot of Morning Rush, but I'm going to keep dedicating my life to that. I love you guys. I really do. And I hope that, you know, I am inspiring everybody that listens to my podcast. You can do anything you put your mind to. Period. Seriously. You can. But I love you guys. And I'm finally uploading this episode. And I'm so happy. Have a great, great, great afternoon. Love you.